I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China's influenced by the world. This week, we're looking at China bringing new attention to its stated goal of becoming a space power on a par with the United States and Russia. That new attention took the form of a white paper or space policy paper being issued by the Chinese government on December 27th. The document not only summarized China's latest space achievements, but also what the Chinese hope to accomplish in the next 5 years. Morris Jones, an independent author and researcher on the Chinese space program, is impressed.
They're moving ahead very rapidly. They have a very impressive human spaceflight capability. They've recently completed their longest space mission to date, which is roughly a month. And they're preparing probes to go to the moon and deeper into space. So it's already one of the world's best space programs. Probably, I would say, the equivalent of the European.
Jones is based in Australia and spoke to my colleague Victor Beatty. The author says the white paper is noteworthy for more than just highlighting an existing Chinese plan for a first-ever soft landing of a probe on the moon's far side in 2018.
It's a very ambitious technical challenge to land on the far side of the moon because there is no direct line of sight to the Earth and therefore no direct line of communication. So they've got to use some very advanced technology, including a special communication satellite in a very unusual orbit so that ground controllers can talk to that lander. But what I also think is interesting to consider is the fact that the white paper gives further hints that even beyond landing robot probes on the moon, China is moving steadily in the direction of eventually sending humans there.
The probe that would attempt a soft landing on the far side of the moon next year is called Chang'e 4. Ahead of that, China is proceeding with another previously announced mission, sending the probe Chang'e 5 to the near side of the moon later this year to collect samples and bring them back to Earth. That would be a first for China and a first such sample return mission since those carried out by the U.S. and the Soviet Union in the 1970s. Andrew Jones is a Finland-based journalist who covers China's space program for GB Times. He tells me via Skype that the white paper also does more than just reiterate China's lunar plans for Chang'e 4 and 5.
In the paper, it does mention that beyond these two missions, there will be, in the early 2020s, missions to the lunar poles, which again would be groundbreaking missions. So what they would be probably looking at is there are permanently shadowed craters on the poles, which are full of water ice. Now, those could be very useful resources if you wanted to, for example, have a crewed or a human outpost on the moon. At the same time, there are also areas which are permanently lit in sunlight. And again, that would be very useful for resources for energy. So these are very interesting missions which show that China has very serious plans for exploration of the moon.
China has not explicitly said when it might send humans to the moon, something the U.S. last did in 1972. The Soviets and their Russian successors have been unable to match that U.S. feat. Andrew Jones says neither the U.S. space agency NASA nor Russia's Roscosmos appear ready for new crewed missions to the moon anytime soon.
With regards to Russia, Russia have had some quite interesting missions